Welcome to the Unit Care Services podcast, discussions of interest to unit owners and managers. It's time to think about your gutters ahead of the winter rains, but you need to take care in choosing who does the work and specify exactly what you want them to do. As always, we join Unit Care Managing Director, Gordon Russell, to explore the cluttered world of gutter cleaning. Well, it's autumn, ladies and gentlemen. Time to think about such issues as, are my gutters clean in preparation for winter? Who better to talk about this than Managing Director at Unit Care Services, Gordon Russell. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
So, gutters, it's not simply a case of just get up there and hoik out any garbage that's in the gutters and move on. It actually needs a bit more thought than that, yeah?
Yes, and one of the first thoughts is, who owns the gutters? Now, in strata corporations, the corporation actually owns the gutters. And when you have a strata division in a community title, again, the body corporate owns the gutters. Where you have a community title, which is just one house on one block, on one lot, as they call it, then it's the owner's responsibility. But let's just take strata situations, which is the majority in Adelaide. One of the problems of not cleaning the gutters is we've found over time that units get flooded. The water actually runs underneath the fascias, into the eaves, and sometimes into the house. So it's really clear under the Act that the boundaries, Section 5, talks about where the upper boundary of the unit is. And in a unit, whether it's strata or community titled strata, is the paint work. It's the undersurface of the eaves outside, and it's the undersurface of the ceiling in your unit. Everything above that is the corporation. So the tiles, the gutters, the downpipes, all of those are corporation common property. So the corporation needs to organise this work. But of course, if you're going to send somebody out to clean the gutters, or if somebody, if you've got a working bee, doesn't matter what, it's an opportunity to have a look at the state of the roof, an opportunity to look at the state of the downpipes, the stormwater drains, the sumps. Make sure all that's flushed properly. If there are any cracked tiles, any loose roofing sheets, all of those things are an opportunity when you get the gutter clean done. And now is the time of year when people should think about getting that done. The best bang for buck in our experience, because we don't live in the tropics, is to do it in April, May.
There are these gutter guards that you can get installed, but they're not simply set and forget, are they? Just simply because you've got a gutter guard up there doesn't mean that you don't need to think about getting your gutters cleaned.
Well, we've had some bad experiences with different types of gutter guards. Some gutter guards you just stuff in the gutter itself and they're not terribly effective. Leaves get stuck in there, rubbish goes through, etc., etc. Others are fitted, so they're fitted actually underneath the tiles and flashed over the edge of the gutter. Some others on metal roofs are done similarly. The problem is things still get through. Dirt and rubbish still get through. And if something gets trapped underneath there for some reason, also the sun rots it over time, so you've got to be careful with it. But yes, it'll still need regular inspection and flushing. And of course, stormwater pipes get the sumps out in the driveways. They can become full of rubbish and stop working properly and flood. So it isn't just about the gutters. It's about how we're going to manage stormwater this winter to make sure that it doesn't damage the units.
And why particularly this time of year? It's not just in anticipation of more rain come winter, but also the fact that this is the time of year that gutters fill up because of trees dropping their leaves and that sort of thing.
Yes. Even if you've just got gum trees, they drop leaves all the time. But especially here in Adelaide, we've got a lot of deciduous trees, so they lose leaves. I mean, plane trees. We've got a lot of plane trees, London plane trees around. Massive amounts of leaves. The office we work in, there are always leaves dropping into the gutters. And over summer, because there's no rain, there's no alert to any problem. And then you get the rain, and then you realise your gutters are full of rubbish, some tennis ball, a dead pigeon, who knows what. So it's good preventative maintenance. Just going back to the gutter guard again, a lot of our groups have considered this, but the cost effectiveness can be a bit of a problem. Unless you're in a, you're covered by trees over the outside of your property, it's fairly expensive to do it properly. So it can work out more reasonable just to once a year get them cleaned.
Okay, so the body corporate has decided to get the gutters cleaned and checked out. Just take the cheapest quote?
We've had some pretty crazy contractors over time. Learned a lot from that. We've had people just chucking stuff off the roof to the ground, so making a mess. We've had contractors who've argued on the roof and upset the residents, of course. So finding a quality contractor who do a good job for a reasonable price, that's a challenge. And if you haven't got a manager who has enough experience in that area or you're self-managed, then asking around would be a good idea, or get them perhaps to clean one roof and see how they go. But they should be carrying a bag around. Some services actually have a vacuum, so they put a vacuum into the gutter and suck it all out, but that doesn't help with the downpipes that might be blocked, or give them an idea of what the roof looks like up top. But of course, that's the other problem. You get people climbing over a tiled roof, and the risk is they're going to crack the tiles. They put ladders against gutters. Are they putting proper protection, a bit of toweling or something, so the gutter doesn't get damaged? There's all those considerations when you get a gutter clean. So I guess the first time the contractor turns up, supervise them. Keep an eye on what they're doing.
Because I would imagine that there would be a lot of cowboys in that industry, people who are not certified or don't carry the appropriate insurances, and they might do a cheap job for you, but it might actually cost you in the long run.
Yeah, I don't think gutter cleaning is a high-skilled job. We've got a lot of services around now that group contractors, so they sub out all this work. And very little control over it. People don't want to pay a lot for gutter cleaning, don't value it highly, so they pay people a small amount an hour, perhaps the minimum wage, and hope it all goes all right, and don't supervise the work when it's on site. You do need to make sure that the person's got public liability cover, so they injure somebody, or even injure themselves and decide to try and claim against you. So never employ somebody. It's always a contract you have with a contractor. You don't want to be liable for somebody else's injuries, and they need to be liable for any damage they cause if they fall through the roof or pull down the gutters, those sorts of things. So yes, checking that they've got an ABN, that they've got insurance, but they don't need, as far as I'm aware, to have a building license. That's not required.
So when it comes to gutters, it's a case of now's the time to think about them and make sure you get a reputable gutter cleaner to do the job. Is there anything else that we should be aware of? And of course, all of this is going to be the fact sheet anyway, yeah?
Yeah, and the fact sheet actually has a lovely page that talks about the things that you want the contractor to do, something to give to the contractor so that you get a best bang for buck out of the job itself. Well, I'll just go through the items here. No going on the roof unless permission granted by the contact person where there are concrete tiles or a steel roof. One of the good things to do is to have people knock on the door. There could be a tenant or an owner, occupier, doesn't matter. Just to let them know, because we've had experience of contractors just go on the roof, make a lot of noise and scare the hell out of some old woman or man who's in the unit because they haven't a clue what's going on. Somebody's climbing all over their roof. So letting them know. All debris and moss to be removed from gutters. Downpipes flush clean. Fix small problems like leaks, etc. on site. So if the gutter's leaking, if you please carry some silicone so you can actually fix it up on the spot. Quote to fix larger problems. Storm water sumps clean. We've talked about that. Report any problems with the roof. So if you notice cracked tiles or loose sheeting iron, let us know about it and give us a quote to fix them up. Waste removed from the site unless the contact person grants permission to leave in the bins or in the compost. Ask any residents with special requests or complaints to talk to their body corporate manager or the strata secretary. Contractors going on site shouldn't take instructions from residents.
So that's a pretty comprehensive list of what you should be looking for from your gutter cleaner. Is there anything else we need to cover off on when it comes to gutters?
I'd just say flush and forget, as they say in the toilet industry.
Yeah, flush and forget. What an interesting note to finish on. Gordon Russell, thank you once again.
Thank you, Paul.
As we just said, there's a fact sheet with a checklist available from the Unit Care Services website, and that's linked to this podcast. And while you're there, have a look at our other podcasts and fact sheets, all aimed at making your job as a unit manager or owner just that little bit easier. Until next time, I'm Paul Willis. Stay safe.